stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, Director Angelo is away on medical, and she said to keep it together without her.
We'll do our best. So the item number four, the agenda review. Do I have a We've met. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we have some new promotional postcards that we've had printed for our standing events at Oceano. And so I've got some of those for you here.
All right.
These are nice.
Perhaps we could put one of these up in the lobby?
Yeah, and we'll put one on the website as well.
That sounds excellent.
So again, I'm Jolie Lucas. I'm one of the co-founders of the Friends of Oceano Airport. Since I've been here last, we are now a 501c3 nonprofit. So our aim is to educate the public about the benefits of general aviation and general aviation airports. December 3rd, Toys for Tots, encourage you all to come and join us. This is our fourth annual event. All of our events at Oceano Airport are free of charge. There's no admission charge. We have live music. We have a Model A club coming to display their Model A's. We have an antique motorcycle club that's coming as well. And then, of course, weather permitting, we hope to have a bunch of general aviation aircraft, gyrocraft, and on display with the toys all around them. We've been working with local community service groups like the Lions Club to make sure that we can get as much community involvement as we can. Lambda Chi Alpha, which is a fraternity, is coming to help us. One thing that I wanted to let you know that you may or may not know is the toys that are donated in the Five Cities area go to Five Cities kids. Last year, since we had a great event, our children received three toys under the tree instead of two. We're going to be on television on Channel 41 next week at 54 minutes to the hour in the HLN local edition. I also included some of our national press that we've been getting about promotion of general aviation airports, and they're highlighting Oceano. This was from the General Aviation News, which is a widely publicized newspaper, and as well we were featured in AOPA, which is Aircraft Pilots Association, in their October edition. So our little Oceano Airport is getting national press. We invite you to come. If you ever want to tour the airport, come and see our general aviation airplanes. Please contact us, friendsofoceanoairport.com, and please consider coming to 709-6619. And so we're happy to give you any information. Pacific Plaza Resort is offering a $65 a night king suite to our guests that fly in for any of our Oceano Airport events. Great. So that's a lovely way to keep our community going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Mr. Rice, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Guerrero. Good to see you at the center there and the board.
Well, we're missing President Angela, so my thoughts are with him.
Nice. I just wanted to come and thank the board for their vote last time I was here. Was that the last meeting?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. Unfortunately, I felt the Tribune really did a disservice to your vice president for their editorial. And you got a nice vindication today in the viewpoint published, I believe is today in the Tribune or yesterday, from the Rio Grande Chamber. The Chamber is absolutely correct. We do need to be damn certain what we're doing out there. This is not an issue of economics versus public health. Economics is extremely important. Health is more important. But if we're going after the wrong thing, then it impacts the economics. So we have to be damn certain we're going after the right thing. We have 1,200 acres of riding area out there and a 20,000-acre dune system. with wind blowing sand out of the ocean. I've said it before, 500 million pounds of sediment blows out of the sea every year. So we're trying to solve a 20,000 acre problem by addressing 1,200 acres. And I don't mind addressing whatever proportion comes from the park. If it does, the dune study is faulty and has not shown that yet. But we do need to be certain that we're addressing the correct problem and the whole problem, or we're not going to fix anything, and we will hurt the economy. So I very much appreciated your comments and the board's vote. And I invite you, the board, staff, anybody that's interested in the public, the Air District is meeting at 9 a.m. Next Wednesday, and the draft or a proposed fugitive dust rule is on that agenda. We do need people to write their board members and appear at that meeting and speak. And I hope that you'll consider showing up at the Air District meeting next Wednesday at 9. Thank you so much, and have a great meeting.
And that's the 16th then of November, Mr. Rice?
16th. It's 1 week from today in the morning at the Board of Supervisors.
Mr. Gieselin, is there any other public comment?
No. Vice President Groves, not at this time.
Okay. Since there's no more public comment, we'll move on to item number 6, board member comments. Is there any other board member comments this evening?
Oh, I have lots of comments. First of all, I'd like to say that Director Angelo and her husband are really fighting an uphill battle with their health problems right now. And so I think all our prayers and thoughts can go out to them as much as possible and keep them in our daily thoughts. I'd like to see, since this study has come out and a lot of people have been looking at it and different political boards have been taking positions on it, and I think that the city of Pismo Beach just released a very articulate assessment of the study and the tool itself that was used and the inconsistencies. And so I'm not so sure that we can afford to take it off our agenda. I'd like to see it kept in the forefront, and I'd like to see if there's some way that we can discuss that assessment of the study itself, because we were very brief and that assessment hadn't been released. We were only going on one study and some facts here and some facts there. So what I'm trying to say is I'd like to see this be kept in the forefront because it really does impact us directly.
Maybe at the first, our next meeting is actually going to be the second week of December. Maybe we could come in on that same meeting.
Or maybe January, the first meeting in January or something, because I know that we have nominations and elections and end of the years and
right.
Audits and all that fun stuff and the block grant. And so can I request that it stay on the agenda?
When would you like to put it on for, Director?
First week in January. First meeting or the second, whatever is best for staff, really. Because I suspect that there'll be more information released then, too, as well, particularly after this next meeting.
Do noted.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have any other comments, Director Wilson?
Not this
time. Not an outbreak of cholera, you know, and... It's not a. I just find a situation where these entities, government agencies, and red tape bureaucracy is job killing. I mean, the energy that we have to use in staff alone is they add into dollars, and if they was to take those kind of monies that they're asked for fines. Turn that around and create jobs with that money rather than chase down who's who and point at a certain agency for violating something. I mean, it's just it's just perplexing to this day and age that we have to go down that road and be wasteful of all that kind of money when we can be putting it to better uses.
My only comment is I was I received a call, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week, about the Planning Commission was having a meeting, and they were talking about the seawater intrusion in the Oceano Wells, or in an Oceano well. And then on, I think it was Monday, I tuned into the Dave Congleton show, and they had two members from the Napomo CSD who were talking about their need for water and the Oceano seawater intrusion. And the concern for me, though, is that we know that that's not true. We know that there's not seawater intrusion, and yet they keep ringing the bell and saying there's seawater intrusion in Oceano. And it's somewhat distressing, too, since we sent a letter of support for Napomo CSD to diversify their water sources to meet their obligations under the court order, and yet part of their way that they do it is by keep putting out this misinformation, or what we believe is misinformation regarding it. And as people know, our well has given clean tests, has not shown evidence of seawater intrusion, and was cleared. And so it's disturbing that this misinformation could be used again and again and again, and it's being put out there more than we're putting it out there. And so I've had very brief discussions with Manager Gieselin about what we need to do about it, if we need to put out, you know, press releases, letters to everybody involved, whatever it is that we need to do. I think we need to discuss as a board and take a firm policy position that this information is not correct. And in fact, one of their claims was that we kind of discussion so that we can take an official policy position and put something out there so that to stop this campaign of misinformation.
And Matt, can I just add to that is that as the Northern Cities Management Group goes over the contract for their new tester, people, right, you know, people doing the test, you know, they have to pay attention to accountability, because the firm that released this faulty information has no accountability to us. They're not really doing anything to stop the misflow of information. And so I find it really disheartening. So, you know, and Tom has said that he would, you know, keep a close eye out for those kind of controls in these contracts, because I hate to micromanage, but if the company's not going to take accountability for their own stuff, you know, we have problems.
I agree.
I don't think they should get paid.
Staff, I'd like to just let you know some. Well, actually, I'll wait till my report and then I'll put that in. I know Director Hurdle said she didn't have any comments, but she does have some stuff that she needs to hand out to the people today. So.
Yes, I do.
So I think Director Hurdle has some stuff she needs to do.
Okay. Well, this is regarding the cleanup, and we have certificates of appreciation for several people that are here, and I'll just briefly go through this. And Commander Welkerly, we have one for you.
All right.
This is for all the support that the Sheriff's Department gave us during the cleanup, and we really appreciate what the support that we got.
Absolutely. And we have some staff. Marie, thank you so much. Carol Ann.
Yay.
Thank you. You. And Aaron. Aaron is not here. Aaron Hughes. And Dan Silveria.
Yeah. Aaron and Dan did a lot of the taking care of the shut-ins and getting their stuff out to the pickup centers, and did a great job, and they should really be commended for that.
Tom Gieselin.
And the Five Cities Fire Authority.
And the Five Cities Fire Authority. And we'll get those to them. Thank you so much, everyone.
And I'd just like to echo that Thelma got her award on Sunday. They had an awards deal at the depot, which I believe you got yours too, didn't you, Rick?
Yes. Yeah.
And this was Thelma's baby. And she pushed and pushed and cajoled and got everybody in line. And she was out there from the start until the end. Best dressed person out there, by the way.
That's true. As usual.
And
thing.
But, I mean, this thing started with a lot of fits and starts, and Director Hurdle was the one that was really pushing forward. So the Oceano community on a whole owes a big thank you to Thelma Hurdle for her efforts. And I thank you for your efforts as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
Turning to item number 7, reports. Report of Sheriff South Station Commandant Robin Wickerly. Good evening.
Good evening. A little shorter. A few things have been going on in Oceano that I want, if you'd kind of let everybody remember. We're still having a problem with thefts from unlocked vehicles. Please, folks, lock your vehicles. We also are having a continued problem with the theft of landscaping equipment. Mm-hmm. This is countywide, not just here in Oceano, but we're continuing to have locked trailers broken into, professional landscapers' equipment stolen. So if anyone sees anything suspicious, please give us a call. Lately, I don't know if it's because it's a full moon on Friday, but we've been having a lot of assaults this week. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence, parents and children. The pull of the moon does seem to have an effect. But that seems to be the other major issue going on lately. Thank you very much for the certificate and the improvement in the community has just been awesome since the cleanup. So congratulations, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a quick question, Commander. The it seems like we're having less incidents with the homeless population. Is it just me not noticing, or has there been a decrease in crime and complaints due to the homeless population?
For the graffiti project that comes out of your office, mm-hmm. Recently, certain areas get hit harder than other areas, and so on Beach Street, the truck had come out and had matched the paint on a stucco wall, really, really done nicely. So I want to thank you for that, because it really does help the appearance a lot.
I'll pass it on to Eddie.
Yeah, and then also, too, is recently didn't we have somebody who lost their life crossing the street, Highway 1, on the corner right there?
Yes.
And I thought maybe you could, it is pretty dark right there, and, I live down at that end of town, and so, it's well banked, and so I think people like accelerate a little bit around that, because it's once you get to know that highway, it's like, oh, this is a nice bank. I've caught myself doing it. And so maybe you could talk a little bit about, we could hurt somebody right there, because the woman did die.
Well, yes, she did. And it's always tragic when someone dies that way.
And a lot of
lighting is always
right
a problem
there.
In the unincorporated areas. Speed is always a problem. And although the Sheriff's Department primary function is not traffic, we do ticket speeders. And I know that the guys have been kind of looking at that area lately, as well as this particular intersection in Napomo, to do increased enforcement in. To try and keep that kind of tragedy away.
Yeah. Well, I know that I've stopped. I really paid attention to that area myself a little bit closer, unfortunately, because of that situation. Mm-hmm. But, it's right there on Highway 1, and we just all should be cautious.
Yeah, and it's a major thoroughfare.
Yeah.
Right.
So, thank you.
Anything else?
No. Thank you, Commander.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank
you
very much. 5B, it doesn't appear that the Five Cities Fire Authority is here, so we're moved to 5C, report of OCSD operations.
Good evening again, Board. The one thing that I wanted to report on, which is the main thing that we're trying to do right now, is get the audit complete and get the books cleaned up, and Taylor or Wallace Group, they would issue the POs, and they would issue the paperwork for the for the disbursements from the county and everything else, and the district would be not the level of administrative documentation that should have been retained wasn't retained, and so we're addressing those issues. And it's almost like we became too dependent upon the engineering firms to do everything for us instead of doing that. So, as you know, by the size of the engineering bills we have now, yes, we don't have a lot going on, but nothing goes out of the office now without us reviewing it and having the proper documentation. So that's one of the stumbling blocks that we're hitting during the audit. The other thing that we're trying to make sure, and I'm worried about, and I need to bring it to the board's attention, is that if you read the newspaper, Paso Robles got hit with, they got FEMA money during the San Simeon earthquake, and now FEMA's coming back for that deal, for that money, or they have to explain in great detail what was going on. As you all know, when I first got here, I spent the first month pulling all that stuff together, working with the Wallace Group, who was very supportive, and we got the paperwork in and we got it submitted, and I'm told that we're supposed to receive in the neighborhood of between, let's say, $250,000 and $400,000, depending on how it all shakes out. But my concern is that if they look to Paso Robles and the same group of people filled that paperwork out and fell suspect to it, we might be suspect to it too. So where I was in a euphoric state a month ago, now I have a little bit of concern, because if they're looking at one, are they going to look at the rest? Now, I call every week to check the status of that, and I keep getting, well, FEMA's run way behind, but we should get some answer the first week of December. So, but I'm just putting that out on the table that, and do I think that the group that submitted the paperwork did anything wrong? No, I mean, there was more documentation there than anybody could question, but for somehow, and I don't know if it's because FEMA's backed up or they don't want to disperse the money or whatever, but it is an issue, and we made some tentative minor problems in closing the books, but we're working on getting that stuff completed. So the reason why I'm bringing this out is because we've been so focused on that, and usually that table where Dan's sitting is got computers and paperwork and everything else. We haven't had the time to look at the Tyler situation and look at some of the other things that were on our plate. But I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. The other thing is that we are landlords, and if you look at the condition of the parking lots that we have for our fire department and our sheriff's department, the surface coatings are rather deteriorated. We got sand, we got hot spots and everything else. The economy must be getting better, because we went out for quotes from three people and we only got one quote back. But I'm getting ready, because the holidays and no rain is the perfect time to do that. And so we've got a quote at a little over $11,000 that will surface and repair the fire station parking lot, the sheriff's parking lot, the service line to well 8, and our back parking lot, and also the yard lot. So that includes patching, seal coat, and new striping. So we're in the process of picking when's the best time to do that, and I'm hoping that some other quotes will come in, but you know, we've asked, and we'll go from there. This constitutes as a repair. It's not putting in a new parking lot. So, I'm not sure if we're held by the three-quote rule on it, because it is a repair. But we'll get ready to make that move during the holidays here. And then that way it will satisfy. Now, I have to review the leases, because those things are normally known as common area maintenance. And when you do common area maintenance, you usually have an agreement with your tenants to split that cost and give them a supplemental bill, but I haven't got that far into it. And in some ways, we're taking money out of the same cookie jar with respect to the fire department. But we are moving forward with that to to continue to upgrade our facilities. Dan and I and Director Searcy, we've talked about it several times, about doing a capital improvement list, and through various reasons, we haven't been able to pull that off yet, but I'm envisioning that we're going to pull that off next week. And I've been reviewing with the Northern Cities consultants every one of our feelings about that. Council came back to me today and said that they have some ideas for us to attack it. Our biggest thing is going to be when this new report comes out, that we're real adamant about it, and then once council gives us the way to go, then we will most assuredly draft a letter. The problem was, in the past, nobody was vocal about it when the report came out. I watched the Northern Cities, not Northern Cities, but the Napomo Mesa Water Authority, and they spent half their meeting quoting out of the 2009 NCMA thing report, talking about saltwater intrusion, and my blood pressure went up. Director Searcy watched part of it with me too, and we got so mad we had to just shut it off and leave the room. So, but it is clear. I also need to point out that I got turned into the Coastal Commission for supposedly having a big bulldozer ready to blow out the sand dunes down by the lagoon. I do have to commend the Coastal Commission, because the Sierra Club is the one who turned me and the OCSD in. One, I don't know how to operate a big bulldozer. That's Supervisor Teixeira's dad who does that. So, but apparently what happened was a gentleman for the Coastal Commission took it on himself to listen to our board meeting when Director Benedict made his presentation. And if you watch, if you don't have on the internet, it's audio. So you can't see the pictures.
Okay.
And so there was a statement there made during his presentation, in worst case, if everything goes crazy. And remember when he put the matrix up on all the permits and the 11 different agencies that we would have to go through. But somehow it was interpreted that the OCSD had a plan to have a big bulldozer go blow it out. He sent it to the board of the Coastal Commission, and the Coastal Commission was very kind to copy me back on it, and I made a response that council told me was totally accurate and the proper thing to say. So I called John Wallace, who also gets blasted by the Sierra Club, and told him I got baptized today, and so that we are now the same club members. I say that in jest, because I do Dragnet, so.
You catch and, I'm, and I'm really not old enough to know either.
Yeah,
I just like to
catch
point
it on
out,
TV Land at 11:30 at night. I do have something else to report. Last Saturday, I attended what they call Saturday University at Stanford University up on the farm in Palo Alto. And the key course was Water is the Next Oil. And during the presentation, they put a slide up, and there was Oceano right in the middle of it. And what they were talking about was proposed places for desalination. I probably, after that section of the class was over, I went and introduced myself to the professor, and he's part of the Woods and Environmental Foundation a part of Stanford. He said he knew of Oceano, he knew it well. He offered to create dialogue with me and the district so that we will be able to stay abreast of all the new and exciting water technologies that they're developing there, as well as wastewater and introducing recycled water back into the aquifer and all that. So that was extremely positive. He's supposed to get back to me tomorrow with some more contacts, and at some point in time, I think it'll be well worth it for myself and a director and probably Dan to make a trip up there and meet their team and get involved with it. He's also supposed to give me the slide presentation, so when I get it, I'll make a presentation to the board. I found it very, very interesting, very enlightening, in the fact that we are such a small district that I offered our services up for beta testing as well. because they have a little area up on the farm that they can use. But if we can do it and then match results and just get as much information from those guys as we possibly can, and then with our interchange, because those guys tend to be very clinical in their analysis, where we're more real world, I think it creates a very positive handshake that I definitely think we need to take advantage of. So, and that was $185, and it was probably the best $185 the district has spent this month. So,
that's great. I think we'd all encourage you to keep those lines open. And
that's very fascinating.
The Zone 1A and 101A thing is progressing nicely. I toured the levee this afternoon with one of the county people that's in charge of. I am extremely pleased at the way that's going. And, you know, Mr. Benedict's put up a whole bunch of what-if scenarios, and I'm confident, and I think field staff is confident that the stuff that they're doing now is definitely alleviating a lot of the pressure that we could expect. Now, this storm on Saturday will be a great indication, because it's supposed to dump a lot of rain in a short period of time. But I'm extremely pleased at where we're going. And there's a lot of people that are, grabbing hold of the task and making it go. So I think we're very fortunate. And I want to reiterate that in no way, shape, or form is OCSD, or the Oceana Community Service District, involved with any flood control, other than we are the monitors, because we are the first people on the scene. And we can call and notify people of potential problems. And I think that needs to be put out there again. So, and with that, that's about all I have, and I'm open for questions.
I don't have any questions.
Thanks, Tom, for being everywhere all the time. We get a lot of, we are supposed to get block grant money, community development block grant money through housing and urban development, and they have certain criteria, and you know this very well. Tony Navarro oversees the block grants for the county of San Luis. Right now, HUD mandates that you have a yearly plan, and then you have a five-year consolidated plan. And that's what you project to do in the next 5 years. And the plan is usually, reflects county by county as much as it possibly can. But there's a section of the plan that is called unincorporated community involvement. And this is where the county of San Luis Obispo has to explain how they're going to participate in and interact with unincorporated communities within San Luis. And Oceana plays a very big role in that. And I think that we really need to be, as policy people, we need to be very much involved in that, because, for example, is that when the block grant is distributed through the county, if you don't spend all your money, there is a use it or lose it. And a lot of times they'll roll it over, and a lot of times they just take it of the consolidated plan. The five-year consolidated plan is up for review. So I don't know if you...
No,
I'm
we got,
sure
we,
you got
we got
it.
A notice on it as well.
Yeah.
And there's a meeting next week to go over that in detail.
I think that some of our problems we could really have addressed in that plan. For example, not having appropriate support to spend our money when we do get it, support of just applying for it. A lot of people don't understand how that block grant works, but it's supposed to work really good, but sometimes it does, and there are loopholes in it. So I don't think Oceano has gotten their fair share of the block grant ever.
Well, I plan on attending that meeting with the county people and going through all that on a
item-by-item
basis, and that's why it's imperative that Director Searcy and Dan and I get that capital improvement thing.
Most definitely.
But it's on the schedule. It's on the agenda for us to get it done. We just one more thing.
Yeah, but I'd like to put the actual plan itself on the agenda. Maybe we could talk about it.
Okay, when we get out, I'll make a report of it in my next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'd probably like just to chime in on that. On you know, I was involved with quite a bit with the block grants with the county and through HUD when the community center was being built. And I do know that there's a method of once a special district or unincorporated area can come up with a specific type of plan, and you know, then it has something that, you know, we can go after on the application to get those things done. But I there's a lot of steps to it, you know, needs assessment, feasibility studies, you know, what, how much is it going to serve and who's it going to serve. And I think it's a great opportunity for this district, especially in light of our infrastructure, that we can possibly, you know, achieve enough money, maybe not to do a lot of projects, but knock off some of these shorter projects one by one. And it would be a great help for us. You know, I think there's should be really addressed is the information to not only on the housing, but also on the, you know, the capital improvements for small districts like ourselves.
Duly noted.
Director Hurdle, is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
All right. I have no comments or questions. Why don't we move to number D, 7D, report of OCSD and outside committee board of directors. Why don't we start with Director Hurdle?
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Director Searcy.
I missed the Zone 3 tech, and so I can either pass that on to Dan or the general manager. If there's anything there to report.
At the Zone 3, they discussed basically the downtime that's going to be taking place at Lopez, and they've shut state water off for the next 3 weeks. So we're getting primarily Lopez water. We discussed emergency allocations to Santa Margarita, but it appears, and I can't, everybody had water that we could have given them. They need 10 acre feet for some emergency deal. But the County Operations Center, with what it has and what it serves at CMC and all the other sheriff jail and all that, had more than enough water to give them too. And so they were thinking that it might be the cleanest transaction for that water to come from the county center money or county center allotment. So there wasn't much follow-up discussion on that, was there? And then the other thing that was discussed was, I'm trying to remember. Previously CSA 12 wasn't going to take surplus water, and now they are. And then Director Ogren, Public Works Director Ogren, gave an update status on the emergency management stuff. And there was no discussion on Rodriguez Bridge like there have been in the past. And then because of Mr. Searcy's battle with the flu, and he missed the meeting, they were looking for input on the bylaws, but I understand he's going to have that ready for the next meeting. So other than that, that was...
Yeah, hot and heavy. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So we are encouraging public participation to come. The actual interviews will be closed session due to privacy concerns. But they will be taking input from the public and the unions on that, is my understanding. Director Angelo is not here. I attended the Sand District as a member of the audience. There was a review of the audit. I didn't know I was going to be reporting on this, so I didn't prepare anything. But there was a review of the audit. And if you see our Friday letter, there's been some concerns that have been raised. And General Manager Gieslin and our District Legal Counsel, Chase Martin, was there also. And then there's some more discussion on that later on, so I'll leave that further down the agenda items. I have nothing else to report.
I would like to come back. Although I didn't attend a meeting, we didn't have an advisory council meeting this week. The Planning Commission did vote to approve the medicinal marijuana project, and it is now open in Oceano.
It is open?
She's there. Oh. And the recourse that the district has is to appeal, and it will cost $850 to make that appeal. And currently, the advisory committee is collecting funds from anyone who is interested in donating in order to make this appeal. And the money has to be in, and everything has to be in to the county by Tuesday of next week. So if you would like to do that, contact Barbara Mann. She's collecting. And also, I did attend the Five Cities Authority meeting.
That's yes.
As an alternate for Matt, and I was sworn in as a member, and that was a great experience. And so now I'm official with the fire department. Yay.
They get you a hat?
No, not yet.
Okay, we'll work on that.
So, so that's it.
Okay, moving on to item 8.
Excuse me, Matt, what day was that at Grover?
The meeting will be the 22nd, 2 o'clock, Grover Beach City Council Chambers. Moving on to item number 8, review and approval of minutes. Is there any comment? Hearing no comment, or is there any?
No. Of which... the bulk of that are, there's about $80,000 that's due the Sand District because we completed a billing cycle, and so we're paying them. And then we had some audit adjustment checks also to go back to go to them as well. And that's basically it.
Any comment?
So they're for your review and signature.
Is there any comment by the board members?
Thank you.
And this keeps us current, by the way. And we tried, to, because we're not having a board meeting, we tried to anticipate some, but then the fact is that two of you will be coming in at the end of the month to sign checks, and you can expect to, you know, spend New Year's here signing checks as well.
I can do that.
But we're current with everybody, so and it's been a great effort by staff. And we just hung out the door hanger, so we'll be getting more money in this week as well. And all that stuff's reported in the Friday report.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
All in favor of approval of the warrants, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to administrative items, number 10 on the agenda, 10A, discussion, cancellation of the following Board of Director meetings held on November 23rd, 2011 and December 28th of 2011. I think what we had here was typically because of the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, we have been canceling the board meetings at that time. So the only board meeting between now and the end of the year would be the second week of December, which I don't know what the date
is. It's the 14th.
Is that the 14th? Okay. Any board comment?
Are we going to have a Christmas party?
Okay. Director Sears is also. Yes, that's right.
You are a party.
It's always fun with you, Rick. All right, do I have a motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Administrative item 10B, discussion. Oceano Community Services District notice of public hearing regarding proposed solid...
...of their increase, and this is the time for anybody to come forward with a protest. And obviously there's not anybody here, so... it's supposed to be out in the public record, and then you guys can question what you want to question at this time.
And there is I'm sorry, Director Lucy, go ahead.
Yeah, gosh, I feel like I missed a bunch of meetings or something. Did we even agree to do this, to entertain a rate increase on the sanitation? Because it's using OCSD. Is this a draft? Because it's a draft.
No, we have a franchise agreement with this is not the sanitation district. This is the garbage company. So this is South County Sanitary, the guys that pick up your refuse at the curb.
Oh, okay.
And so what they're doing is they've got increased costs, and they're looking for a 5.15 increase. And they've given you the reasons because of the landfill increased costs and the tipping because of the green waste, and there were some issues at Coal Canyon landfill on that. So basically what they're doing is if you have a 32-gallon waste wheeler for your regular garbage, you're now paying $11.93, and now they're going to increase it to $12.54. And then it goes up accordingly.
Thanks for clarifying that, because it just kept saying OCSD, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember doing that.
No, and I believe that
I believe that
the other areas are going through this as well.
Yeah.
The Pomo and all the people that they serve.
Yeah, and it's pretty standard. Pardon my ignorance, but is there in the title of it, is that proper regarding?
What do you mean?
It says notice of public hearing. Is that a mistake, or is that actually a word?
Regarding.
Regarring?
It's a typo.
Yeah. It's a
okay,
typo.
I didn't know it. Well, I only did a couple of years ago.
A report called a Statler report that was given to all you guys.
Yes.
To discuss the reasons to do this. And you guys went through that at that point in time. I think it was before I started. But I know you guys had it open for discussion, and this is just following the process to either get it accepted or denied. So your action on this is to discuss it. That's it.
Any other discussion?
I don't have any problems. I've always gotten excellent trash service from this company, and I think they've been one of our better vendors, really.
Tom, when was the last rate increase?
I can't recall.
About 2 years.
But it was in that Statler report that you guys got.
And so you're saying tonight's meeting constitutes as the first public hearing?
No, the official one is December the 14th, but you have the right to discuss it, and if there were people here that wanted to make public comment on it tonight, they could make a public comment on it as well. This is the prelude. And I believe that under the 218 process, you have to go through several steps so that nobody can say, oh, I never heard about it.
Right.
Is there any further discussion, Director Hurdle?
Yeah.
Okay. So this will be back on the agenda on the 14th. I don't think we take any action tonight, I think. Moving to administrative item 10C, discussion. Public hearings held by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors Tuesday, December 13th, 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors Chambers County Government Center regarding proposed amendments to the Community Participation Plan of the Urban County of San Luis Obispo. To invite the public input for the proposed 2012 Community Development Block Grant, otherwise known as CDBGs, Home Investment Partnership Act, HOME, and Emergency Shelter Grant, ESG. The relocation of Community Development Block Grant, CDBG funds from the 2009 and 2010 action plans, and to invite public input for the proposed amendment to the 2010 through 2015 consolidated plan.
I'll definitely be attending this meeting.
Yeah, there again, this is notification again. Mm-hmm. They sent them to me. We have them on the wall. We have them on the agenda. But I wanted to make sure that the public and you directors were well informed on this. Page 2, page 3, and page 4, all touch on sewage.
Right, mm-hmm. for redirecting. So I know the fire department last year lobbied and got like 22,000 or something like that. But they really had to, you know, come back with the information. So any requests we have for stuff like that, we should be prepared and have that, forward that over to Tony and tell him, no, we're applying for that. You know, we want those unspent funds.
Right, and we will be extremely proactive in that.
Yeah, because we have, you know, several projects that you and Dan have been working on that totally qualify for it. And quite frankly, not to be selfish, but they owe it to us.
Well, we need to do
fair
it.
Fair share.
The we need to do it, and so we have the stuff available to us. It's our job to exercise it. So.
Right. So as many people who can attend to advocate for, you know, these things should show up.
I agree.
And thanks for putting this on the agenda so we can talk about it.
Let the community know. I appreciate that it's posted in our lobby.
Yeah, it's
well.
Important.
Moving on to item 10D, resolution number 2011-09, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Services District conferring authority on any director representing Oceano Community Services District at any South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting to vote, discuss business, and participate fully on any items or issues taken up at such meetings. Recommended action is board approval. Director Giesling, can you give us the history behind this resolution?
Yeah, let me give you the background on this. As you know, Director Angelo is the primary person for the OCSD that sits on the Sanitation District. Due to the medical problems that she and her husband are experiencing, we've had times where because getting treatment and everything else, we've had problems where we haven't had any representation. To compound the issue, Director Lucy's the alternate, and she's had some issues that she's had to deal with in the medical area as well. And when we contact the Sanitation District about rescheduling a meeting or whatever, and in some cases we don't even need to reschedule, but we need the mechanism to have somebody go in place. So what this does is this gives us, the OCSD, the ability to send somebody there. And is when you attended pinch hit that day, they let you attend, but they wouldn't let you vote on anything.
That was the first week in November.
Right. And basically announced that she will be back attending the meeting again, and then everything will go back to normal. But when we went through the documentation, we've never really experienced this before, and so we needed something in place that allowed you as a board to go do this. And this could be for the Sanitation District, but it also sets a precedent if, you know, we have an issue with the fire, if we have an issue with Zone 3, if we have an issue with Iraq, that type of thing. So it was felt that we needed to do that. Director Lucy.
I agree with the spirit of this, right? But I don't think that we can stretch it across, because on Zone 3, I don't know about the JPA, but it'll work for the Sand District because you don't have to be sworn in. But for Zone 3, you have to be sworn in to that board by the Board of Supes. And so I don't think we can carry it
all right,
across
well, I'll
all,
turn that over to council.
When it applies, we can.
And your instincts are correct on that. The solution is limited to the Sand District only. We would have to notice an entirely new agenda item to confer authority on you all to do anything other than that. If I could just comment also on this resolution, I was contacted by council for the Sanitation District. One of the concerns that they raised was this issue of continuity. His concern primarily was there's some logistical concerns regarding signing warrants and things of that nature. I agree with his concerns insofar as the Sanitation District addresses some complicated issues. It addresses some things that need regular attendance. And so if we confer, and we should confer authority on Matt to represent OCSD at those meetings, it ought to be with the understanding that he will be in regular attendance, able to participate, and it won't just be ad hoc, in other words.
And Oceano needs to have the the freedom to put our biggest foot forward in certain areas. And so I think, did you propose this, Matt?
No.
Okay. Well, can I propose it?
Can you propose what?
The resolution. You have to put it in a motion, and we have to adopt it because
it's
a policy.
Right, but it was still open for discussion because other people on your board get a chance to say something.
Darn.
You know, God.
Well, I agree. In light of all that's expired down at the sanitation district in the last year and a half, I see that as, it's this community's investment. It's a resource. It's a very valuable resource. When push comes to shove and this community realizes when water reclamation comes on, it's not just going to be an asset, but it's going to be something that we'll be able to, generate jobs. We'll be able to generate other issues. We'll be able to solve a lot of the problems that are in the Arroyo Grande Creek, some of our drought issues. There's a lot to it. And I think that, if us as a district has an advocate that is best suited to join in on this battle at this time, I think we should use it. I think we should be very proactive in trying to bring along our partners in like-mindedness so that we can go on and have a outstanding water reclamation program and a water reclamation plant. So I'm all for this. I someday, we might have to switch seats again, and this gives us that ability.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I have no comment on this. Is there a motion?
Good thing I'm not on my gender parity soapbox. But, okay, I move that we adopt Resolution 2011-09, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Service District conferring authority on any director representing Oceano Community Service District at any South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting to vote, discuss business, and participate fully on any items or issues taken up at such meetings. Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. And it does need to be a roll call. I apologize.
It's policy.
If we could have a roll call vote, then I apologize.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
I have one issue.
Go ahead, Director Searcy.
It was mentioned earlier tonight about the lighting down on Cienega and Front Street. And since we do handle street lighting in this district, it might be an opportunity for us to put together either an ad hoc committee or something to review our street lighting program down there too. And then also I'd like to maybe try to advocate Caltrans to put up one of these visual speed limit signs. I mean, you see them out on some rural roads where...
With like the radar?
It shows your speed. And I notice that it brings a lot of awareness to the driver when he looks up and he's doing 45 and a 30. And so that might be a tool that that can be used down there to kind of slow that traffic down, right there. It's a busy intersection. You have beach semi-trucks and a lot of field trucks turning off on the beach going into railroad, and then you have that curb right behind it. Mm-hmm. You've had some businesses off 17th Street, a lot of traffic trying to get through that thoroughfare. So if possibly we can maybe petition Caltrans I'm not sure if the county be involved in something like that, but they got these solar powered speed limit signs now that can be put up, and I know it's a lot better visual, and it makes you a lot more aware than just 30-mile-an-hour sign standing there.
There are also temporary ones that they can put at the side of the road. Mm-hmm. They have a little generator, and they have a radar gun and a sign that tells you your speed.
Yeah. Usually those are used for traffic control, and they kind of evaluate, and then they put those out for a while. I know that they are stationary. Well, we have one right here on 13th Street slows everybody down. So that might be an area to look at, maybe take down some old stationary signs and put up the new solar-powered ones.
There is, as far as the street lighting, there is one right where the accident happened. There is a street light right there in front of the laundromat. Whether or not there needs more, and whether or not we can afford it.
Well, I know that in years past, I sat with the street lighting, and we would contact PG&E, and they have a way to evaluate.
We just touched a little bit on some of the false reportings that we've had in the district, such as the condition of our well and stuff. And so when I see other cities take strong approaches and in different areas and challenge the science sometimes, I have to applaud them, and I have to applaud the city of Pismo Beach for taking the particulate study and breaking it down. And I'd like to point people to the Pismo Beach City website, because the letter and the presentation that the mayor of Pismo and Mr. Ed Wegg put together is really, it gives you more of a rounded picture of the situation. And Tom probably can speak more to that, because he does network with them a lot. But people hear about the particulates and stuff, and it adds more to the complete picture than just what, is leaked out. So please go to the website and download the mayor's letter and Mr. Wake's presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an excellent letter, very well presented.
Yes, it really was.
Director Hurdle, is there any comments?
No, I have no
comments either. Board member, item number 14. Board member items for the next board meeting agenda. I think we've covered some of those. I gave my ideas already. Is there anybody else that has anything they'd like to add to the agenda? Director Hurdle says no. Director Searcy?
Not that I can think of it.
Director Lucy?
Time.
Anything else we haven't added? Okay. Item number 15, written communications, correspondence for the board received after preparation of agenda presented by staff. Mr. Gieselin?
Say again.
Is there anything that we need, any written communications that have come in since this?
Only our answer on the saltwater intrusion, which I'm working with council.
Excellent.
Next week.
I have a motion to adjourn.
So move.
I second.
Oh, sure, Director.
Do we have any water adjustments or anything like that? Is that going smoothly in the office with the new meters and all that stuff? Because you've reported on it a few times.
Well, we've got the one case that the Portugal family came in, and we've been continually monitoring. They did pay their bill.